Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here by Jim Jeanette, president of Manhattan Area Technical College. It's 9:51, and you know, a lot of things have changed over the last almost month now. I guess we're almost about a month into this, hard to believe, but I think it was around March 11th and all these changes started happening here. But one thing I know that's been continuing here for a lot of folks is construction, and you guys have a project going on in Wamego. How is that progressing?
Yeah, so right at the end of February, we were able to purchase the Bluestem Electric Company property where they used to be on Highway 24, kind of kitty-corner from the school district. And it has three buildings. It has an office building and two outbuildings. And this will be our first off-campus center. We're going to be delayed a little bit in getting renovation started with this. I don't think it's going to be super severe, but we're going to be delayed a little bit. We're excited about this. We have several school districts in that area, four or five of them, that we worked with prior to taking this leap of faith. And again, the tech ed is so needed in the whole region to help drive the economy. And I know a lot of people are worried about the economy. I am too. And yet many of the programs we offer lead to good jobs that are pretty much recession-proof, if you will. You're going to get skills like healthcare. There's always a need for healthcare workers. So with the Wamego project, it'll be the Wamego Center of MATC. Even though we're doing everything remotely, we've been able to get some fantastic help through some Manhattan entities, through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. And so the Goldstein Fund has provided a $150,000 challenge grant for our Wamego project, and we have $50,000 of that, of the challenge, covered right now through the Phil Howe Family Trust with the foundation. And so we're going to be starting to work on raising the other $100,000 we need. That would give us $300,000 toward our renovation costs. But this, the actions by the Manhattan Community Foundation, the Goldstein Fund, and the Phil Howe Family Fund are huge for us. They believe in what we're doing as MATC, what we're doing for the region, what this can do for area students to have good jobs. And so even though, you know, there's a lot of bad news related to the coronavirus, there's some good news related to tech and what MATC is getting positioned to do to help for recovery. And the Wamego city government, all the Wamego folks that we've talked to so far have been fantastic to work with, and we're excited to get over there.
Yeah, that's a good project for sure. It'll be neat to see that come to fruition. Well, you mentioned the Community Foundation. I know we have Grow Green Match Day coming up in just a couple weeks, I think.
Yep. And if people want to donate to MATC and our foundation, Tracy Geisler is who you need to contact. Her cell number is 785-770-2685, and she said I could give that out. But she'll be working with people so they can give online. If they have difficulties, they can call her and she'll help them. One of the things, an advantage we hope we have with Grow Green this year is everything that we raise through Grow Green will have a dollar-for-dollar match up to about a $20-some-thousand cap from the U.S. government on an endowment challenge grant we have from them through that Title III grant I mentioned earlier. So not only can you hopefully get your donation matched at 50 cents, we can get another dollar match through the federal government to help MATC put together some endowed funds for sustainability.
Very good. Well, and I've got a question here regarding what your message would be to students that are going through your program and looking for a job. I graduated in 2007 from college, and then the 2008 financial crisis hit. And so that was tough looking for jobs when I graduated. I can't imagine how tough it's going to be for some of these students going into a recession here. What would be your message to keep them not from getting discouraged?
Yeah, and it is easy to get discouraged. I mean, our first thing, of course, is we want them and their family to be healthy as well as our employees. So, you know, that's why we don't want to rush getting back into campus and then have any of it spread. The cool thing when you have a skill, like in healthcare, you know how to fix a car, you know how to weld, you know how to fix air conditioners and furnaces. there's a need for you. It may not be in this area, maybe where the recovery is faster, but there is a need for those skills. The needs have been huge prior to this health issue impacting the economy, and those needs aren't going to retreat that much. People still need these skilled technical workers. I think actually there's going to be more demand for our students than ever before. Computer programming and cybersecurity. We have the Critical Environment Tech program getting ready to launch related to NBEF and the Animal Health Corridor. Well, those skills are certainly needed for anybody thinking about how do I isolate my company, isolate a lab, whether it's a clean room or a biology lab related to looking for vaccines. How do you deal with minimizing the risk of a virus hitting your business? So I really think it's a good time for students of any age to think about tech ed and get the skills they need so they're very marketable both in the region but around the world.
That's a good point. You know, and there's probably going to be some folks close to retirement age who just may not come back to the workforce after this.
Right. We already can't fill the bill, if you will, in Kansas. There are 7 tech colleges, and there's not enough of students going through us to fill the existing needs. And, you know, the recovery is going to happen. You know, we don't know how fast, although history actually tells the recoveries are faster than we think. The bad thing is you look like at the retail industry. Some of those places, those are the ones I worry about. But from a skilled technical perspective, students, I think, are going to be in very good shape to be marketable and have a good job and come through this.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly tough times here right now. Anything else you want to pass along before we wrap up here the segment?
I just encourage people to check our website for updates about, you know, how we're handling this, but also when we are allowed to reopen. Again, business can go on. You can contact an advisor, a recruiter, do your financial aid, get ready for summer and fall. And we'll be there to take care of you as soon as we're allowed to go back onto campus. But in the meantime, we are doing things online.
All right. Have you had any blood drives lately over there?
They did one. You know, this hit right when we were on spring break, and then, you know, we decided to extend spring break, and then they got the order from Riley County Health to basically shut down. We did do a blood drive earlier in the semester. Since this thing hit, we have our nursing and healthcare programs, we have taken supplies we aren't using and have donated those around related to what masks we had, what gear we had. And we're doing what we can to help, but right now our big thing to push is to get our nursing and healthcare students through the system so they can get out and help with the existing crisis.
All right. Well, very good. Jim, always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll talk to you again down the road here. Hope everything gets better soon.
You too. You guys take care, and we'll all get through this and make it.
All righty. Jim Jeanette again joining us here from Manhattan Area Technical College. He's the president there. And thanks to Pottawatomie County School Superintendents Kevin Logan and Tim Winter joining us earlier in the program.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Coming up next, Clark Howard after CBS News. Then it's the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick of the Game this afternoon with John, Mitch, and Mason. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man. Good morning.